Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. As usual, I'm so happy to have you joining me for this week as we journey through a piece of God's word together, as we come together and listen to the Lord, listen to the Holy Spirit speaking to us in God's word, and ask ourselves the question, what is God saying to us? Coming before God's word with fear and awe and reverence and saying, God, you're speaking to us through this word. What are you saying? And then what are you desiring that we do about it? How are you desiring we respond to you in your word? And so I'm so happy to be with you. We are a couple of weeks into Lent. I hope your Lent is going very well. I guess more than a couple of weeks. A couple to me is anywhere from like 2 to 6, you know, or whatever, like a large number of weeks, a large number of span of numbers. But we're a couple weeks in, and I hope that you were having a good Lent. And what I say by a good Lent is not, I hope you're performing perfectly. I hope you've never messed up your Lenten fast once, but I hope that you are growing in dependence on the Lord. I hope that you are growing in revealing your heart to Him. I hope that you are growing in love of Him, all of these different things. And I want to share, just as we're beginning this week, I want to share some questions that I have been going through myself and praying through this Lent. Because one of the things, and I think I've said this on the show this Lent so far, is that I don't just want to do these practices that the Lord is asking me to do. I want to actually get underneath to say, what are taking away these things? What's the fasting, you know, fasting from social media, fasting from particular food, fasting from whatever it is you felt the Lord calling you to do, taking away these things? What are those revealing in my heart? And as those things are being revealed in my heart, what am I tempted to fill those places with? Is it with the Lord? Is it with other things? To really actually allow a work of transformation, not just to have better habits, but to allow a work of transformation to be done in my heart. And I read this and I think it's so good. And I want to put them out here and I want to kind of ask them at the beginning of each day this week as we're going through. It says, Lent asks us these questions. What am I relying on besides God? What do I fear losing? What controls me more than Christ does? And where am I being invited to trust? And that actually the practices that we're doing, the things that we're entering into this Lent, reveal to us and begin to reveal to us, what am I relying on more than God? What do I fear losing? Maybe I don't want to give something up because I fear losing something. What controls me more than Christ does? And where am I being invited to trust God? And I think when we stand in the gap and allow ourselves to be emptied and allow ourselves to be stripped of these things that we're attached to, it's not just like, oh, so I can be better externally, but so that actually on the inside, I'm able to enter into a deeper relationship with Christ, because there's so many things that I then begin to see in my heart that control me. When the external things are removed that are controlling me, I can see inside of my heart what motivations are controlling me that aren't Christ. I can see what I fear losing based on what I don't want to give up. And just an example of this is I'll give some bones to it. I gave up social media and it actually hasn't been that hard. I haven't been like trying to re-download it or anything like that. And so in that sense, it hasn't been hard, but I noticed myself even at night, like the first week I had this crossword puzzle app on my phone. I did like 15 crossword puzzles. And obviously that's a good exercise of my brain, but it was this thing of, I was so used to at certain times of the day going to my phone. I was so used to scrolling. I was so used to doing a particular action that it actually left an emptiness in me. And so my instinct was to fill that. My instinct was to do something else. And yes, doing crossword puzzles is not bad, but being like, okay, I actually can't sit and be quiet. I actually can't sit and not do something. I actually can't just go to bed. I have to do something first, is showing me that I have this deeper fear of like, I don't want to just be alone with my own thoughts. I need to distract myself. And so I think allowing, that's what I mean by allowing ourselves to be purified and to let Christ reveal to us our deeper motives. And so I hope, friends, that those questions help. And I hope that's happening for you. I hope Christ is revealing to you, even if it may be hard to see, deeper and deeper motives of our heart so that we can love him more and so that we can receive his love more. And so this week, as we're kind of walking through, we're continuing to walk through Lent, I want to go through a little section of 1 Peter chapter 1. And we've been through some sections in this chapter before, but I want to go through a section that both connects what Christ has given us and what Christ has done for us, and then a call to live in deeper holiness. Because I think this is such a perfect place to land in the middle of Lent, to say it's that combination of it's only through Christ's blood, it's only what he's done for me, it's only through the power of the gospel, it's only through who I am in Christ, and that calls me now to a new standard of life. And how do I live that out? So it's not just our white knuckling, it's not just our discipline. It's through Christ, but we have to give this human effort. And I think Lent sums that up so much. And so I want to read a little bit of 1 Peter chapter 1. So if you'll join me, let's pray. And then we're going to go through a little bit of the text. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you again just for this season to be purified, for this season to be invited to let go of our earthly desires, for this season to let go of the things that are distracting us from you, a season to walk in quiet and silence and penance, to be able to clearly see how you're calling us deeper. And Lord, I ask that you would give us strength, you would give us focus on you, that we may be drawn deeper and deeper into the desert this season, so we may be purified to love you more. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. So I'm going to start at 1 Peter 1:13, and I'm going to go, we're going to read a good chunk of 12 verses, because these verses all go together and build on each other. And I think we've read some of these verses before, but there are some different things that the Holy Spirit was speaking to me in my prayer that I want to focus on. Therefore, gird up your minds, be sober, set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. But as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And if you invoke as Father him who judges each one impartially according to his deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your fathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest at the end of the times for your sake. Through him you have confidence in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. Amen. So again, that's a big chunk, one of the biggest chunks we've probably read. But as you can see, it builds and builds and builds on each other. And so I want to begin, and there's going to be some really important themes that we're going to draw out throughout this week. So again, Paul starts in 13, therefore, what have we learned about Paul when he says therefore? It means he's building on another point. What's the point he's just been building on? We've read the beginning of 1 Peter chapter 1 before on this show, and Peter is just so much like Paul. Oh, I said Paul before, but Peter does this as well. He's so much like Paul in the way that he spends the first paragraph and the first section of 1 Peter 1 saying, this is who you are in Christ. Christ has blessed you. And by his great mercy, you have been born anew into a living hope. And he says, therefore now, gird up your minds because of this, because of what you have been given in Christ. Strengthen your minds. Be sober. We had some episodes on this. Set your mind fully on the hope that is coming in Christ Jesus. So our minds, our focus, particularly during the season of Lent, our focus is still on the hope of Jesus Christ. I think sometimes we think because we're in Lent, that means we have to be miserable people because we're like, oh, well, we're not allowed to say the A word or the H word or whatever, you know, whatever you, however you would spell it, whether you spell it Alleluia in two different ways. But we're like, oh, we're not allowed to say it. And we just have to be miserable and we have to be sad and we have to be all these things. And sometimes as Catholics, we're like, oh, we like Lent. We're so good at it. We're good at the suffering portion. But even during this time of exile, even during this time of suffering, even during this time of penance, to say, still, we're doing it. The reason that we're doing it is because our minds are set on hope. This is the thing that's forming and shaping what I'm choosing to do for Lent. This is the thing that's keeping me going in my suffering. This is the thing that's keeping me going in my time of purification, is Jesus Christ has been raised into eternal glory, and he's raised me with him, and he's coming back to judge the living and the dead. This is the hope that I'm setting my mind on, even when I'm in a time of penance. Set your hope fully on the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Friends, this is why we do Lent. This is why we fast. This is why we spend time in mourning. This is why we spend time in sackcloth and ashes. This is why the church gives us this season, because the revelation of Christ is coming. And as we move on into the rest of this week, we need to internalize this, because nothing else that Peter is going to say is going to be as powerful in the rest of this chapter if we're not coming from that lens and that place. The lens of not even just transforming myself, not even just being holier. Yes, he's going to talk about being holy, but the whole purpose is not behavior modification on my part. The whole purpose is the revelation of Jesus Christ is at hand. He talks about in the paragraph before, this is what Christ has done for you. And now he's saying, now you walk in a particular way. You have a particular mindset. You purify yourself in a particular way. You think certain thoughts. You walk in a certain way. Why? Because Jesus Christ is going to be revealed in the final hour in all of his power and his glory and his majesty. And how are we going to be found? This is the biblical worldview. This is the ultimate hope. And if we have a servile fear, if we have a disordered fear because of the things that we've done, because we haven't received God's mercy, because we don't believe that we're born anew into a living hope, then we won't be expectant for the return of Jesus, and that won't feel like hope to us. But Christ is saying, conform your life to me in this time of Lent. Your behaviors, these behaviors that you're doing, these actions that you're doing, this fasting that you're doing, is determined not even by how sinful you think you are, but determined by the reality that the revelation of Jesus Christ is coming. And so, friends, let's ask the Holy Spirit today to help us take stock of ourselves and our lives in light of the reality that Jesus Christ is coming. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.